So we all thought it was a bit of a funny old plan when we first heard about the offshore wind turbines, didn't we, when we heard they'd be 200 metres tall off the coast. Well, it looks like offshore wind and that particular power generation and that part of our energy industry is most certainly on the back burner, to say the least, for the time being. But imagine this, a huge freshwater reservoir just outside Port Kembla that would be connected to Cordo Dam via a massive underground tunnel that would act as a huge pumped hydro scheme to store energy. This is the idea of my next guest, Dr. Chris Waring, who came up with this idea some time ago, but he is developing it slowly but surely. It's very early days, but I asked him to explain a little more of what it would look like to have this enormous energy storage precinct at Port Kembla, a huge pumped hydro scheme the size of Snowy 2.0. This is Dr. Chris Waring, who's the Managing Director of MC Squared Energy.
Port Kembla Pumped Hydro is a new lower reservoir in the ocean just offshore from the existing coal loader at Port Kembla. It occupies 1.6 square kilometres of the ocean and it does not encroach upon the beach area, so it's only adjacent to the break wall at the coal loader. And to connect the lower reservoir in the ocean to the upper reservoir, which is Cordo Reservoir, there's a giant tunnel connecting the two. And in between, there's a powerhouse with a turbine and pumps. So they're reversible. So if water is let down from Cordo Reservoir to the lower reservoir, it'll generate power that's being supplied to the grid. And if there's a surplus of energy, like solar in the middle of the day, then that surplus of renewable energy will pump water uphill to the Cordo Reservoir.
So if they don't understand how pumped hydro works, it's not a power generator, it's a battery start, it's a storage system. So it uses potential energy to release the power that can then go into the grid, but it uses power, be it from solar, wind, whatever, to pump energy up to store it there for times when you aren't producing or generating power through solar or whatever it is. So you can release it at night and it makes the turbines turn and creates power. Is that an okay attempt at explaining it?
Yes, that's correct. That's just as it is. It's very simple, really, but it effectively shifts the surplus of the solar energy from the middle of the day to when it's required to power homes and industry at nighttime and at peak times. But one of the beauties about pumped hydros is that they have often very long duration, so they can produce enormous amounts of power over a long period of time. So to scale a battery to do the same job would require just a bigger and bigger battery to be able to store that amount of energy.
Now, this is nothing to be sneezed at. You're saying that this would have a capacity equivalent to Snowy Hydro 2.0, yes?
That's roughly true, yes.
Okay, that sounds huge. What are we talking about here in terms of volumes of water, for example, that need to be stored?
So the lower reservoir is the smaller of the two. That's called a reservoir or the lower reservoir, and it's 48 gigalitres. So it's about half the size of the existing Cordo Reservoir on top of the hill. As far as the capacity of the system goes, it's 2 gigawatts in capacity and 35 gigawatt hours. So it can run at full capacity for 17 and a half hours without a break, but that's not the intended use of it, to run continuously at full capacity. It's intended to come into the storage equation when it's needed. So because of its large capacity, it can see whether the existing solar is being mopped up by other batteries, or it can just rely upon its fundamental storage that it's got.
Now, Cordo Dam, of course, well known to many of our listeners, part of Sydney's drinking water catchment. People might also be thinking, oh, hang on, a freshwater reservoir just outside Port Kembla. Are there environmental issues there? That's meant to be drinking water supply. What about concerns about using drinking water supply in this fashion to release and store and have water pumped up from what a reservoir? Is it cut off from the salt water of the ocean, or how does that work?
Yes, it's all of the salt water is excluded. So the lower reservoir would be entirely fresh water.
Okay, so there would be a boundary, some kind of barrier between the reservoir that will hold the fresh water just outside Port Kembla and the ocean.
Yes, that's correct. So there's quite a large barrier that would be constructed. And so there's possibility of new port facilities being built, as well as other sites for other purposes. So hosting storage port facilities, supporting offshore wind, supporting electrolyzers to produce fuel, hydrogen or ammonia. There's a number of other uses that these facilities that are built in the ocean could do, as well as desalination that we mentioned earlier.
So it could be used to actually desalinate to increase drinking water supply. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So there's a beauty in this in that there's a dual use of the large infrastructure that's going to be necessarily built. So if you're creating a new lower freshwater reservoir in the ocean, just offshore from the coal loader, and you've got a giant tunnel connecting that up to the Cordo reservoir, and you've got turbines, and you've got the electricity supply, you can pump new water that you've created from the ocean through desalination up to the existing water supply system that's connected in through the whole of Sydney.
So would this proposal lead to any net loss of fresh drinking water supply?
No.
As you mentioned earlier, this has clearly been on your mind for a while. It was a project that for you had its inception, 10 years or more ago? But it's very new to us. I'm wondering how many people know about this. I know that there have been expressions of interest. You've probably spoken with the National Electricity Market, maybe with AEMO, I don't know, with the New South Wales government in relation to our renewable energy zone here in the Illawarra. What kind of discussions have you had and how advanced are they? Who knows about this?
Well, we've spoken to Water New South Wales, who are the controlling authority of Cordo Reservoir. And they have a renewable energy program that's supporting the Western Sydney Pumped Hydro, for example, as well as some other reservoirs in New South Wales. We've spoken to different people in New South Wales planning, as well as the consultants and as well as some of the community groups in the Illawarra. Most of the discussions have been behind closed doors up until this point. What's happened very recently is public presentation to Renew Illawarra, where I've gone into quite a lot more detail.
So what happens from here? You've said if you did get some kind of green light, you could be operational in 10 years' time by 2036, just in time to replace or be a substitute for retiring coal-fired power plants. So what does happen from here in terms of firming this up into a proposal that can be properly assessed by the appropriate authorities?
It's a complex process, but our consultants that have done a lot of work, both the engineering stage and the project planning, estimate that it takes about 10 years to go from the stage that we're at through the planning process to get the approvals, to get the finance, feasibility studies be done, and then 6 years in construction. So 10 years from 2026 puts it to 2036 in time for the closure of the coal-fired power stations.
And financial backing, would this be some sort of public-private thing, or how would that work?
Good question. At this stage, our financial advisors, a firm called Pottinger, have gone out to the market and approached many of the energy companies as well as some of the other financial institutions. But it requires an early stage investment, and at this particular stage, most investors, as well as New South Wales government, are waiting to proceed. So they want the project to proceed further down the track in terms of feasibility studies and those sorts of things. Whereas we essentially run out of funds to be able to take it any further than this. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars to fund the feasibility studies. And so this is a non-trivial function once you get into the formal planning process for building Pumped Hydro.
So the purpose of now making this idea public, is that to test the waters? Are you trying to get some sort of sense of building some momentum behind this? Clearly it's a passion project of yours and you have a lot of faith and confidence in it. So what does happen from here? Is this about trying to just boost awareness of it at this stage?
At this stage, there's so much that everybody does not know about what both the policy settings are going to be for these sorts of facilities in 2035, and so the revenue streams are uncertain, and we're facing a very volatile market. So these big questions were asked in the real recent Nelson Review of the National Electricity Market, otherwise known as the NEM Review. And so they handed their findings down to the federal government in December last year, and so there's a process that the federal government is working through to create a new contract with large energy and storage providers so that they can de-risk the investment for some of these very large projects.
So just to conclude then, early days, but there's certainly interest there, would you say, and your idea's being taken seriously?
Yes, short answer. But there's so many questions that very few are willing to commit to these giant programs, and so there needs to be lots more investigation and there's lots more certainty be provided to investors so that they can fund these sorts of investments.
Well, Dr. Waring, a very interesting idea, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more. I really appreciate you talking to us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what do you think? Dr. Chris Waring from MC Squared Energy. Very interesting. And it has been talked about. We spoke to a few people who have heard about this idea in recent times. Johnny Barrowing says, Mel, can you ask him? Sorry, I don't have a chance to now, John, but we'll talk about this plenty more. About the similar project at Kempsey, as I don't think we can afford both, or whether we need both projects, the oven dam hydro project out there at Kempsey. Dom says, hi Mel, why not just focus on small nuclear reactors that operate 24/7 for 60 plus years? Australia needs to review its energy policy to include all possibilities. Wayne says, hi Mel, wouldn't it make sense to build a reservoir just down from the existing one and pump the water between the two over a shorter distance? All these questions and more, but still, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
From Shell Harbour to Stanwell Park.
From your street, to your suburbs. Nobody knows the Illawarra like we do.
You're listening to ABC Illawarra.